Brad Powers Sports, the Bill King link, top right of the page, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Good morning, Brad. How you doing?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, we can't say it on the air, but poops and giggles, we can say Anthony Richardson, huh, for the Heisman.
Oh, yeah, just for some pizza money.
Yeah.
You know, I bet a few of them. I made about a dozen Heisman bets, and if any of those dozen players wins, then, you know, if I make money. And, you know, that includes, I bet a couple of the favorites. So, I mean, it's not like I just did nothing but bet long shots. So, Anthony Richardson was one of the 12 or 13 guys that I bet. You know, he's got the prototypical size, you know, 6'5", 230, playing in the right conference. And if Florida's going to have any success whatsoever this year, I think, I mean, he's going to be a heavy usage type of player, whether through the pass game or the run game.
I was thinking about this because I think about, you know, the things you say about when you go into these future type bets. Hendon Hooker, he is coming out of that system, a year into that system. He's going to put up big numbers if he stays healthy. The team's going to win. I mean, who knows? They may finish second in the East. Some swing games that could put him to the top. I don't know what his number is, but I think just the numbers alone could put him in the conversation if Tennessee can win 10 games.
Well, I like the way you're thinking. I don't know if that money that you spent on that Ole Miss win that you guys had, you know, is helping you out and making you think differently. But I bet Hendon Hooker,
yeah,
80-1 to win the Heisman. I like it for exactly the same reasons that you just mentioned. I mean, super productive last year. I mean, you can't argue with 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Mm.
Got a head coach that's not afraid to go for the jugular. So if they want to pad his stats, they can. I think he's got the schedule, obviously, that there's going to be some you know, showcases for him. I mean, starting probably in week 2, that Pittsburgh game, he has a big game. I mean, he can at least start to get to the forefront of at least some national discussion. So Hendon Hooker is one. You know, I put a little bit more money on Hendon Hooker than I did Anthony Richardson, so that tells you how much I think of that bet.
Can I know I'm dominating the conversation, John. You can have him, and I'll leave. The Ole Miss thing got me thinking. Do you ever get, like, knuckleheads like me? You know, you talk about for poops and giggles. That's what that was, okay? We just picked a team that we thought was hot. But do you ever, from knuckleheads, maybe do that kind of play just for the heck of it?
I had a buddy of mine. He was a bartender here in Vegas. He's a big NASCAR fan, believe it or not, yeah. Here in Vegas. They're few and far between. He talked me into betting the Daytona 500. This is like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I think it was Austin Dillon was his name. I don't follow it right. Excuse me if I didn't say it right. And he was like 80-1, and he talked me into putting $20 on it, and that came through at like 80-1.
Nice,
yeah. Nice to have a good bartender, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, if anybody knows that, it's me.
It doesn't happen very often anymore, and as I get older, I don't let. I mean, I'm more of a penny cruncher. I don't let anybody talk me into anything hardly anymore.
Brad Powers is our guest. The NFL on Tuesday, Brad hired David Highhill as vice president, general manager of sports betting. And just reading here, in his new role, he'll be tasked with leading efforts to protect the integrity of the game from gambling-related harm, advance the league's brand and reputation, grow the value of the NFL's data and intellectual property, and drive fan engagement globally. Kind of feeling like it was a matter of time that the NFL would do something like this now that they are completely in bed with sports betting?
Yeah. I mean, is it going to make a difference? No. I mean, Vegas basically polices themselves. I mean, a lot of the scandals that broke because of Vegas has noticed, you know, irregularities as far as, you know, the amount of bets and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, sure, it sounds like I'm not sure what his specific job is going to be or entail. It sounds like a nice, cozy job where, I mean, he's really not going to be responsible for much, and he's probably going to be making well into six figures. So kudos for that guy.
Yeah, you think it's dog and pony.
Yeah, you think it's a matter of just, yeah, you know, making sure the teams are truthful about their injury reports and stuff like that, or who knows, right?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, but, I mean, obviously, I mean, that could be something. But, I mean, really, you're getting into, like, you know, HIPAA laws and whatnot. And, I mean, Belichick found his way around that. I mean, several years ago by listing everybody probable or questionable or whatnot. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, they're going to have to rewrite some of those if they really want some change. But, yeah, I'm sure that could be part of his job. But, again, seems more like a title job than anything.
I'd like that gig.
Well, yeah, he's just going to guard the money.
Yeah, that's all exactly.
He's gonna
do. Like in Casino, you know. It's just a fat guy walking through a casino with a bag. I can't say what was really said.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we can't say. I can't read Brad's Twitter on air. So, you know, what do you... Brad, I heard this earlier. Now, Bill was talking about your trip that you're going down to Southern California and hit I-10 and then come all the way across the country, which is a good little ride, by the way. You'll spend a lot of time in Texas, but I-10, but you can hit a lot of the southeast states off the I-10 exit one way or the other. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan, but not Southern California. Arizona.
Okay, Arizona. Okay.
Yeah, I'll pick up Penn and Phoenix. So, and then you're right. I mean, I think Texas is going to be a full day, and I drive. I mean, I sun up, sun down. So, I mean, that's going to be that'll be something. But yeah, I'll be through El Paso and San Antonio and Houston. Although I think I might detour and try to hit Austin and College Station. Baton Rouge is on the docket. And then I'll swing up right around Hattiesburg, start heading north, and you know what that means. I mean, that's, you know, heading up through Tuscaloosa, Birmingham. Make another left and head due north, and I'm going to arrive. I don't know what day it's going to be. I can't tell you the time, Greg. I'm sorry, but I will be coming through Nashville.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Bill was going. He said, "Well, I don't know what stadiums around here he wants to go see." No. He's coming here to party with us. That's what you're coming for. You will be King Brad. You just give me a little bit of warning because you're not going to have to sleep in the car that night, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
But you do this. Go ahead.
We'll see what time it is when I'm coming through town.
Chances are I'll be up and I'll be out somewhere, so just hit me up.
He'll be downtown. That's where you need to go, down Lower Broad.
Yeah, I got some people I want you to meet.
He gets off the air at 10:35 every night, and then the city is his. I saw where you got Phil Steele. Tell the people about, because some of your background, a lot of people know. How long did you work with Phil?
Six football seasons, about 5.5 years, and it's now been going. That was, you know, 7.5 years ago I left already. Yeah, I mean, I got hired there. I mean, I was a fan of the magazine. I wasn't necessarily a big bettor or anything. I mean, I knew about betting and whatnot. I made some bets, but, I mean, I was more of, you know, a college football fan than a betting guy, and, you know, got hired there. And then obviously there's a betting element to, you know, at that point. I mean, if you want to make money, I mean, the sports gambling was where it's at. So, I mean, I just naturally transitioned. I mean, I know football, and, I mean, it's taken me a while, but now I feel like I know betting. So, it was six football seasons, 5.5 years I spent there, you know, helping out, writing the magazine, proofing the magazine, helping out with the handicapping and whatnot. So some good years there in Cleveland. I really enjoyed my time there.
Was Phil Steele the first book that had the gambling component? First book, I mean, national magazines, Street and Smith, Athlon, Sporting News.
Oh, I grew up watching, reading Street and Smith religiously every year.
But every team I remember, or maybe still does, I guess, but it would have its last 5 years of results, and also in that results, it'd be stripped along the bottom of the preview page for every team, not only their overall results, but their results against the spread. Phil Steele was way ahead of that, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I got some really old ones that my dad has from like the 70s. I mean, there was gambling ads, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, big guys, handicappers selling picks, and you wouldn't believe what they were charging, you know, 40, 50 years ago. You're like, I'm talking $1,500 and stuff even at that time. And then I got to argue with somebody over an $80 newsletter, you know, 50 years later. I mean, it's unbelievable. I wish you could get me in a DeLorean, take me back to time. But, yeah, I think as far as the national magazines, yeah, he certainly was one. And it had to be hush-hush because, I mean, as his magazine popularity grew, you know, a lot of the SIDs and whatnot, we became more and more heavily involved with the individual schools. And we had to walk a very fine line for a long time there as far as the amount of gambling information we put into that. And we couldn't talk about it too much, obviously, when we were dealing with the schools.
Well, I mean, you know, I think back to the days of the NFL Today in the 70s when they had Jimmy the Greek on, and, you know, he said it without saying it. You know, it's like, I like Washington to win by three. No more. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, and I remember the league went to Pete Rozelle, who was commissioner at the time. And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, don't worry about it. All right. It'll be fine. People will get it. People who get it will get it. People who don't, you know, don't worry about it.
I'm an O's newspaper guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Working at the Nashville Banner late 80s on the Agate page with the scoreboard page. Yeah. If we ever, and during basketball season especially, if we we used America's Line. You ever seen that thing, Brad? I don't know if you've ever seen americasline.com or whatever it is, but it was a free service. But if we ever left that out of the newspaper,
people would be furious.
Our phones would ring off the wall. Yeah. Where's my spreads?
You know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, even though I didn't understand betting, I would... in the morning as a kid would race out and look at and see what the spread on the games were. Is that one page in the newspaper sports page that had like the transaction report, the spreads, all the final scores from the night before, had a standings and whatnot, everything that they could jam pack into one page. I mean, man, that was something. I mean, I don't, you youngins listening out there just don't know what you're missing.
It was a different time back then, Brad. Tell them.
Yeah, MLB, we would have, you know, box scores from the late games, you know, even.
Yeah, the West Coast games, right.
So it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, all the sports would be just on one page. I mean, honestly, I'm speaking way old school. I know there's a thing called the internet and whatnot. But, man, to have everything handy on one page in front of you, I don't know. I'd still pay for that.
I've been trying to get the print delivered to my house for all year. That's another thing, you know, that one of the bygone eras of, I just something like the magazines. I like reading the magazines. Mm-hmm. You said you were going to take a week off to read Phil Steele. Oh, by the way, thank you for 2 weeks ago. I think the words were in quotes and tongue in cheek from Brad. You know what I'm saying? Journalistic royalty. Is what he called me when he found my 2-point tight name in Athlon. Mm-hmm. Journalistic royalty.
I had to look, man. I had to go through a couple of different editions. So, I mean, that took some precious time. I thought I'd be in the first year that I picked up and I couldn't find him. I'm like, oh, no, he must be. I hope he's not BS. I mean, then I looked up in another issue and couldn't find your name. I'm like, oh, my God, Greg. You got to back on me.
I did a lot of Blue Ribbon, and a lot of Athlon, but mostly it was basketball more than football.
Sure.
But anyway, Brad, I won't get us within a 48-hour window of your arrival because we've got something we're going to take.
We're going to roll out the red carpet for you, Brad. You know, it'll be worth your time. I'm telling you.
We're going to have a Q&A session.
That's right.
I think right around July 20th, I think I'll be coming.
All right.
Perfect. Right before training camp opens. Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll show you a good time, and we're going to remind you about it every week you join us.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Brad, tell the people how to get in touch and how to get that newsletter.
BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, download past issues of the newsletter for free. You like what you see, sign up for the season. $79, college football, the NFL. You want to see all the 240 bets I've already made in college football. You can do so if you sign up today. $79. Make sure you click on that Bill King tab, top of the page.
240. I think 2 weeks ago it was 180 something. Yeah.
You're right. It was 189. You were really, I'll tell you, I mean, when it goes, I mean, I'll tell you, anyone listening out there, if I come up missing, I mean, there's a list of stalkers.
Greg Pogue has become a person of interest in the disappearance of Brad Powers.
Yeah, Brad Powers ends up in the Cumberland River.
We want to stress he's not a suspect yet, but he is a person of interest.
No, I'm not, Brad, I'm just going to lock you up and tie your brain to something. Okay? See you, Brad.
Take care, Brad.
Hey, have a great fourth.
Care, yeah, enjoy the fourth, my man.
Yep, you guys as well. Take care.
All right.